This book contains up to 4 sides per cassette. Side 1, The Divine Invasion by Philip K. Dick. Copyright 1981 by Philip K. Dick. All rights reserved. Narrated by James D. Lotell. This book contains 238 pages on 7 sides. If you would like to skip over any remaining announcements or introductory material, place your cassette player in fast forward until a beep is heard. Stop at that point to hear the beginning of the book. Annotation. In the sequel to Valis, RC-35690, Herb and Rivas work in system CY-30-CY-30B until Rivas contracts multiple sclerosis. Ancient Elias informs Rivas, a virgin, that she is pregnant by the god Yah, and that her illness is a sign that she should return to the evil-ruled earth in time for the second coming. An accident takes Rivas's life and leaves Herb in cryonic suspension, but the fetus lives, protected by Elias. Strong Language, 1981. From the book jacket. Although known during his lifetime as a writer of science fiction, and more recently as the inspiration for such films as Blade Runner and Total Recall, Philip K. Dick properly belongs in the tradition of Vonnegut, Calvino, and Robertson Davies. His novels place touchingly ordinary men and women in intimate congress with the unknowable and the awful. In The Divine Invasion, Philip K. Dick asks, "What if God, or a being called Yah, were alive and in exile on a distant planet? How could a second coming succeed against the high technology and finely tuned rationalized evil of the modern police state?" About the author. Philip K. Dick was born in Chicago in 1928 and lived most of his life in California. He briefly attended the University of California, but dropped out before completing any classes. In 1952, he began writing professionally and proceeded to write 36 novels and 5 short story collections. He won the Hugo Award for Best Novel in 1962 for The Man in the High Castle and the John W. Campbell Memorial Award for Best Novel of the Year in 1974 for Flow My Tears, The Policeman Said. The Valis trilogy was inspired by a mystical experience that Dick had in March of 1974, and described as an invasion of my mind by a transcendentally rational mind. Philip K. Dick died of heart failure following a stroke on March 2, 1982, in Santa Ana, California. Other books by Philip K. Dick. Valis, The Transmigration of Timothy Archer.